You're listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Singapore, Archbishop William Goh.
My dear brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ. This feast is of great importance to us all, and certainly the greatest news of the gospel, that God wants us to be in communion with Him. But this communion has been broken again and again because of our sins. That is why in year B of the celebration of the feast of the body and blood of Christ, the emphasis is not so much on the bread, the body of Christ, rather on the blood of Christ. All the three readings today underscore the importance of the blood that helps us to seal our covenant with God. In the first reading from the book of Exodus, we have this narration of how the covenant was enacted between God and the people, with Moses slaughtering the Holocaust and cast the blood, half of it, towards the altar and half towards the people. But my dear brothers and sisters, we know that the old covenant of Moses was ineffective simply because the victim that was offered was an animal. He did not sacrifice himself. It was by force, not by choice. And the people who offered the sacrifice tends to see it more as a symbolic expression of their atonement for their sins, and sometimes more a ceremonial occasion. It's for this reason the sacrifice that was offered in the old covenant was powerless to change the lives of the people. Although in today's first reading, twice the people said, "We will observe all that the Lord has decreed. We will obey." But we know repeatedly, Israel will disobey God. And that is why in the Bible, in Jeremiah especially, they said a new covenant is necessary. In today's second reading, letter to the Hebrews, Jesus, we are told, He brings a new covenant as the mediator. And Jesus' sacrifice on the cross makes Him a superior, a perfect sacrifice compared to the old covenant. Because Jesus' sacrifice was unblemished. He was blameless. He was sinless. And the sacrifice that Jesus offered as the high priest was not any animal. It was Himself. He was the victim. And as a high priest, He was also a human being. He was one with His brothers and sisters in their sufferings, struggling against the temptations of sin. That is why Jesus is the worthy high priest. And most of all, His offering was in total freedom. He was not forced to die for us. He did not die because He was a victim of circumstances. He did not die by accident. Knowingly, He went ahead to sacrifice His life for us all, for our salvation. That is why in today's gospel, the evangelist makes it clear that the death of Jesus was certainly not by chance. In fact, everything was prearranged by God in a providential manner. Even the preparations of the Passover, where the lamb was to be sacrificed. And just before these texts, Jesus already predicted his betrayer. He was the suffering servant of Isaiah. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus truly is that worthy, perfect sacrifice for our salvation. My dear brothers and sisters, with the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, we know that God loves us unconditionally. All our sins are forgiven simply because God did not reserve his Son to himself. He died for us to remind us that his love, his forgiveness is always there for each one of us, no matter how great a sinner we are. And it's with this confidence in this forgiveness of God that is always available to us, we can approach the throne of grace with confidence. But more than that, the sacrifice of Jesus is truly efficacious. That is what the letter of Hebrews wants to tell us. It's a more perfect sacrifice. Because, as he said, they restore the holiness of our outward lives only. And more than that, not just outward, but the blood of Christ purifies our inner self from dead actions so that we do our service to the living God. In other words, in the old covenant, it was purely external. In the new covenant, Jesus who died on the cross, remember, it was at the cross, he poured forth his spirit to the church. We who receive the same spirit of Jesus, we are now empowered to give ourselves to love the same way Jesus loves. That is why we are made sons and daughters of God. This is a beautiful invitation, a beautiful gift from the Lord, that no longer we just perform rituals or we do actions, even good actions, but really we do it with a heart of love, a heart of sacrifice. It is this sacrifice on our part that comes from sincere love. That is how our lives are changed. That's why we really are grateful for the Spirit of Jesus that has been given to us, making us sons and daughters of God. My dear brothers and sisters, in order that we will continue to enjoy the benefits of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, Jesus, through the church, continues to give us a real participation of this sacrifice, entering into the saving effects of his death on the cross through the sacrifice of the Mass. That's why the Mass is a sacrifice. The Mass is a sacrifice before it is a real present. And it's important for us to understand this. If the Mass is not a real sacrifice, there is no real presence of our Lord in the Eucharist, in the bread and wine. The Mass is truly the way in which we will be able to celebrate the passion, the death, and resurrection of our Lord. That is what we proclaim every time at the Eucharistic prayer. He has died. He has risen. He will come again. My dear brothers and sisters, but there are some people who say, how can the Mass be a sacrifice? Because the letter of Hebrews tells us Jesus died once and for all. How can we Catholics every time celebrate the Mass crucify Jesus again and again? As if Jesus sacrificed 2,000 years ago was not valid, was not sufficient. Of course, Jesus died only once, historically only once. But what we are celebrating at every Mass is not to crucify Jesus again. But we are saying that at every Mass, and that's why the Mass is called a memorial. A memorial means to make present what happened 2,000 years ago in our lives today. It is more than just a remembrance in our mind, more than just a faith remembrance. But when we celebrate the Eucharist, the sacrifice of Christ on the cross is made present in our lives, so that the saving effects that Jesus produced by his death will also be ours. So it is a representation. It is entering into that sacrifice in an unbloody manner, as if we were there 2,000 years ago. My dear brothers and sisters, this is very important reality for us Catholics to understand. The sacrifice of the cross and the sacrifice of the Mass, they are one and the same sacrifice. We do not multiply the sacrifice of Christ. We do not multiply Jesus' death on the cross. It's the same, the one sacrifice which we are now participating. But of course, again, it's also important for us to remember why the sacrifice of the Mass. And that is important for us. For us Catholics, the Mass is truly a sacrifice. Because if the Mass is not a real sacrifice, how can the bread and wine be the real presence? Because the whole purpose of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross is in order that we be reunited with God when our sins are forgiven. When our sins are taken away by the death of Christ on the cross, we are now in communion with God. And this communion is celebrated concretely in the bread and in the wine. When we receive Holy Communion sacramentally, then we are effecting that communion Jesus died on the cross. So if the Mass were not a real sacrifice, then the bread and wine would just be symbolic. They are not really true presents. Oh, we try to think that it is a presence. So you cannot say, I believe, as some Christians do, I believe in the real presence of the Lord, but I don't believe the Mass is a sacrifice. The real presence of the Lord is only possible because Jesus truly died. My dear brothers and sisters, what could be the underlying reason, one of those reasons, why some people, they believe in the real presence of the Lord, but they cannot accept the sacrifice of the Mass? One of the reasons is because the sacrifice of the Mass is very much tied to the theology of the Catholic priesthood. For us Catholics, the priest is of utmost importance in the celebration of the Mass. Because the priest, through his ordination, chosen by the Lord, the priest acts in persona Christi. When he celebrates the Mass, he is acting in the person of Christ, making the sacrifice of our Lord present. So without the priest, there is no real sacrifice. Without the priest, there is no Eucharist. The community itself cannot make a priest unless the priest is chosen by the Lord. That is the reason why in a Catholic church, we are not called pastors, basically. Of course, we are pastors. We are principally priests than pastors. Because this is what makes us truly different. Pastoring, taking care of people, teaching, even lay people can do that. Forming people, but only the priest has the authority to preach as a servant of God, but and most of all to celebrate the Eucharist. And it is for this reason, today when we celebrate the feast of the body and blood of Christ, then we remember how important it is for us to nurture our young people to have a love for the Eucharist so that they will have a love for the priesthood. Because without priests, there will be no Eucharist. No Eucharist, there is no church. Because the Eucharist is the church. The church is the Eucharist. That is why it's important for us to cultivate among our young people, your children, a love for the Eucharist. The stronger the love for the Eucharist, the more he is drawn to the priesthood. The priesthood is not another social function. That's why there are some people who want to be priests because they can preach, they can teach, they can do many things. But the priest, basically, the most important work of a priest is to celebrate Eucharist. So unless we have a deep love for the Eucharist, we cannot talk about the priesthood. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us pray that we be anointed by the Lord and continue as we contemplate on his love for us in the Eucharist. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Grace, Archbishop William Goh. This podcast is brought to you by Catholic SG Radio.